How y'all doing tonight? All right, man. We got a packed house tonight. This is awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Relaxed. Anyway, we're happy to be down here tonight. Happy to be back here in this beautiful venue. And what a great crowd we got tonight, huh? And it's a privilege and an honor for us to be on the same bill as the amazing Mr. Eric Gales. We'll be out here later. I want to say we have a brand new album out. I'll tell you about it while I'm trying to tune these brand new strings here. I'm stretching the hell out of them. Okay. Yeah, you don't want it to be too in tune or it don't sound right. We have a brand new album out. It's called Survivor Blues. And what it is I got tired of bands doing yet another version of Stormy Monday, yet another version of Got My Mojo Working. The 20 greatest hits of the blues you get done over and over and over. And I thought, there is a very rich history of this music. It goes way back. And I wanted to resurrect some tunes that I think are gems. They are treasures, but they've been forgotten by people. So I went back through the years. I started with Charlie Patton. I worked my way forward. I picked about 50 beautiful tunes. I had to whittle it down to 12. But we're going to play a few numbers off that album tonight. And it came out last Friday, and I don't get to say this over the mic very much, so I will say it. It debuted at number one on the Billboard Blues chart. I owe that to you. Thank you. We're going to do the opening track. This was a song I found. It was done by the late, great Chicago blues man. His name was Jimmy Fast Fingers Dawkins. When I found this song, I was floored. I thought, this is one of the most beautiful and iconic blues tunes I've ever heard, and why it's been forgotten out there, I don't know. But to me, the last line of the lyrics of this song, he summed up the entire essence of blues music. This is called Me, My Guitar, and the Blues. And it's in key of D minor, which Nigel Tufnell will tell you is the saddest of all keys. Thank you. I don't worry about tomorrow. I'm gonna let every day stand on its own. I know tomorrow still be here, and we could all be dead and gone.
Thank you.
on guitar in the blue. Here's a song off the new album that we have never played live. It's by the late, great Mr. Sunnyland Slim. And when we realized we were going to be playing in Washington, D.C., we figured we'd better do this song that Sunnyland wrote back in the 60s. This one's called Be Careful How You Vote. Relevant today. I think we'll do one here off the Battle Scars album. Battle Scars was my attempt to tell a story in music. It was a story about something that happened to me, and if you're lucky, it won't happen to you. About 4 or 5 years ago, I developed a liver disease. Go figure. It kicked in, they put me in the hospital. They laid me in a bed. I laid in the bed on my back for 8 months. I lost 120 pounds. I didn't recognize my wife or my three sons. I lost the ability to speak. At the last moment, the last minute before I went off to the big blues bar in the sky, they gave me a liver transplant, and that saved my life. Yeah, it's a miracle. But when I got home, I had to get therapy and relearn how to talk, and I still get tongue-tied at times. And I had not used my legs in 8 months, so it took me a long time to get that back. But the worst thing that happened to me was, due to the brain damage, I didn't know how to play the guitar anymore. It was gone. And so I started over again. I sat down on the couch and I taught myself from scratch. Practiced every day 6-7 hours for about a year. And it came back. Then I wanted to try a gig and see what would happen. Most people in that situation would go down to the corner bar, get up and play with the band and see how it goes. Not me. I hadn't been on a stage in 2 years. I wanted to see what would happen. So I did a gig at Royal Albert Hall in London. No pressure. Anyway, I wrote a bunch of songs about what happened to me. Here's the opener. It's called I'm Almost Gone. I'm gone. Hey! Our road manager is going to come up and give us a hand. Would you give it up for young Mr. Anthony Grisham, going to help us out on this song? This song is off the new album also, and I went back through the years and looked through the rich history of the blues, and I was listening to one of my all-time favorite musicians. His name was Hound Dog Taylor. Remember Hound Dog? Everybody knows his song, Give Me Back My Wig, right? Everybody has recorded that, you know, everybody. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir, for goodness sakes, you know. Celine Dion. Helen Reddy, everybody. And I admit I'm guilty. I did it on a record 20 years ago, too. But I found a song of his nobody had covered, and I loved it. It's called Sadie, You Got to Come Back Home Tonight. And here it is.
Oh, yeah. And
She said, hey, welcome. I can't use you anymore. That's what she told me. And I said, because I want you to hear him play the guitar. He's our tour manager. Let's do it. If we wanna see tomorrow,
Thank you.
six out on the keyboard right there.
Thank you.
guys feel so welcome tonight. God bless you all and good night.